We know that your lives are very busy, and sometimes over the weekend, we just kind of miss out what's happening news-wise in the world and locally. Well, here to catch us back up to speed with what's happened with our weekend wrap-up is WRAL-TV5's Gerald Owens. How you doing?
Good, Melissa. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Gerald, but it's rather cold today.
Cold and rainy. Just a nasty day.
Yes, it is. But the weekend was a little bit better, and we know there were lots of things happening over the weekend. So tell us some of those top stories that were going on.
A couple of things we were covering over the weekend, Melissa. Goldsboro police, an interesting story where law enforcement uses technology to solve a crime. Goldsboro police used a cell phone to track down a kidnapping suspect. 45-year-old Terrence Garner is being held without bond on kidnapping, assault, and weapons charges. This man's accused of trying to kidnap his ex-girlfriend from a convenience store. The woman actually called 911 saying that she was being kidnapped and left the phone open. Well, police were able to use that signal to track down the suspect at the location where he was holding this woman, allegedly holding this woman.
Wow.
Also this weekend, parents and educators in Durham met to talk about suspension rates. The Office of Civil Rights is investigating the school system after some complaints that black and disabled students were suspended more often than white students for minor infractions like dress code violations and cursing. In 2009-2010, black students received out-of-school suspension four times more often than white students. 17% of disabled students were suspended, compared to 8.5% of non-disabled students. Now, the school board chair says that these numbers are within state and federal standards. Another meeting is scheduled tonight at Northern High School at 6:30. The Duke Blue Devils, well, you know, a lot of people were hoping that their streak might continue. Their eight-game win streak came to an end on Saturday in the ACC Championship. The Blue Devils, no match for Florida State, though. They lost 45-7, but I tell you, Melissa, I was at that game, and I can tell you the Blue Devils put up a valiant effort against the number one team in the nation. They never gave up despite the score, so they have a lot to be proud of this season.
Yes, they do, and I was kind of rooting for them.
Absolutely, and listen, tonight we want to talk about, we're going to talk about the Fortify Project. This is the largest transportation project in a long time in this area. There are going to be lane closures. We're going to break it all down for you at 5 o'clock. And also, tomorrow on WREL, David Crabtree has gone to South Africa as the world prepares to bury former South African President Nelson Mandela. David will begin airing his reports tomorrow at 5 o'clock on WREL.
Well, Gerald, thanks once again for giving us that weekend wrap-up. We will check in with you again next Monday.
All right, Melissa, thank you.